UN Ambassador Samantha Power is getting a close-up look at the violence in the Central African Republic. She met with the country's president on Thursday. The Obama administration says it will provide $100 million to assist African Union troops and another $15 million to the UN for humanitarian aid, as Al Jazeera's Andrew Simmons reports.
A military handover that's meant to make a difference to the traumatized people of the Central African Republic. The CAR peacekeepers called FOMAC are now replaced by a much larger force. It's named MISCA, another military acronym in this continent's troubles and the largest force of its kind in this country. It will try to calm the CAR, which is on the brink of more killing and the threat of genocide is ever present. It's twice the size of the existing force called FOMAC and will double that number again in the coming weeks to 6,000. With the military build-up, more political pressure is bearing down on the country's interim president, Michel Djotodia, to calm the anger and threaten full justice against anyone involved in the unknown number of atrocities.
We have discussed with the president of the transition to really insist on what needs to be done to prevent further atrocity crimes. In other words, it is critical that message comes from himself to make sure that nobody will be immune from any form of prosecution.